How I can sort you out? I say no. I don't want personal favor. These people paid 146,000 at the time they bought. Those who are buying today, emergency this thing, they are paid as much as 250,000. So they frustrate those who paid online at the rate quoted by them and give priority to those who have no previous reservation who are ready to pay double the price.
The former APC national chairman says he rejected attempts by the airline to offer him special treatment, pointing out that his disposition to enforce his rights and those of other citizens, including children left stranded at the airport, is why the airline is accusing him of disrupting its operations.
I go to the airport, I have my checking in, they deny me. Then when somebody now waits, I say, it's Oshomole. Then the senior manager came out. I said, okay, let's see how I can sort you out. I say, no. I don't want personal favor. I want my right and the right of this Nigerian to be enforced.
With videos and text message evidence, Oshomole backed his claim of what he said truly transpired, which he said can only be corroborated by the Director of Department of State Services, DSS, at the Lagos Airport. He said it was right on the spot that he quickly sent a text message to the Minister of Aviation, Festus Keyamo, and formally lodged complaints against the extortion and behavior of the airline staff, asking him to thoroughly investigate the matter.
How can they be allowed to profit from their own failures and incompetence? The federal government has a duty to protect citizens' rights and consumer interests. I feel pained and ashamed about how Nigerians are being extorted. Air Peace, I urge you, with all due respect, to protect the flying public from fraudulent practices and extortion by Air Peace.
The senator said he's delighted that the minister has quickly responded to the matter to stop what he described as hopeless capitalism that allows the citizens to heap blames on the government. Omo Bazwai, Arise News.